other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tyrants always try to make the general public criminals. They criminalize normal activity. You want to barter somebody for a silver coin? They SWAT team you. You want to be a school teacher, a realtor? Now almost every profession. They drug test you. The feds want to make you do that now, not just voluntary if the company owner wants to. They make you thumbprint. They make you face scan. The kids have to do this to get their school lunches all over the country. And the think tank heads admit in these global consortium meetings, we've read their minutes on air, that this is about totally controlling and tracking everything you do. And like Bob said, and like Nick Rockefeller said to Aaron Russo in the Reflections and Warnings film, it's available, by the way, at Infowars.com. They said right there that, hey, we're going to have Kiss My Butt on our chips, and it's going to be on your chip that you're a slave. And they already have that in California and other states where the police license plates can't be read by the camera scanners that are up, and the police can't be arrested for speeding or drunk driving or driving through toll roads, just like illegal aliens are selectively left alone. So finishing up real quick, Todd.
Yes.
You were wanting to finish up, Todd, about...
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm actually in the building right now. I'm about to be processed into the system. I'm sorry. I got a little bit distracted. I am actually here in the building, and yes, the police state has come to the tiny town of Robstown, Texas, population 12,000. No town is exempt. No town will be free. Everyone will be processed.
And it's a biometric scanner. You're going to go right into the International Slave Database. Just like, how old are you, Tom?
Todd? I'm 34.
Well, then, I'm 30.
Yes, sir.
30, how old am I? I'm 35 now. Anyways, going back here. No, but the point I was going to make is, everybody at birth who's 36 years old or younger had their blood illegally taken and put in a world DNA database. I said that for years. People laughed at me. Now it's mainstream news. Let's go back to Bob Chapman. Bob, I mean, again, is this a good government we have that took everybody's blood at birth in the last 36 years?
It's dreadful, and obviously so. I remember my son is 41, and I remember we had a birthday party for him. We lived in California at an ice cream place, and all the kids who were going to school with him, it was the sort of thing that kids did in those days. And I found out later that the government came in to that company, which had a number of ice cream parlors throughout Southern California, and retrieved all of the information on all of the kids and what their birthday dates were and all the information they could get on them. And when he was 21 or 18, they sent him a notice to register for the draft based on that, because there was a mistake in it, and the mistake had been on the original, which was turned in for that party. So that's the kind of things your government does, and they've been doing it for years. And incidentally, my daughter's a teacher, and she's going to have to come to terms with this stupidness that the government's doing in relation to teachers.
Amazing, yeah. I mean, think about it. In Australia, UK, Canada, all over the Western world, for 36 years is when it started everywhere. They had some pilot programs. The Austin American Statesman a couple months ago said for 44 years they've been taking your blood at birth. The documents I have were 36. But when I was born at Parkland in 1974, 35 years ago, they came in and took my blood. They came in and did it and sent it off to a UN database. I mean, you know, this is a rogue government, period, Bob, and we've got to get the public to come with grips with that. We've got to stop cooperating. They know we're going to stop cooperating. That's why they want this cashless society grid in place. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And all the other things that they're trying to do to get rid of the people like you and I who will speak out about what they're doing.
Well, I guess I'm a terrorist, folks. I've got silver coin. So evil. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman. More of your calls. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got a tour of the Austin Water Treatment Plant yesterday. They would not let us bring cameras in to videotape the fluoride they were dumping in for national security. Everything's national security. Paul uses an excuse for the system to carry out its crimes. We'll tell you about that coming up in about 25 minutes. I want to continue quickly now with phone calls. And I ended up keeping the last call on for like 10 minutes. We've got to be quicker to get everybody in here. Chris in Tennessee, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Mr. InfoWarriors. Hello, Bob. I want to talk about the Bloomberg story posted on June 17th about the suitcase filled with $134 billion of U.S. bonds that was they caught them in Italy, and they were trying to smuggle them into Switzerland. And it appears somehow that they've taken these bonds from the Japanese treasury, and North Korea Kim Jong Il has them. Do you think this large amount of debt is the reason why we're involved with a conflict with North Korea today? And what will this do? It says it puts dollar on edge. Will this finally be the last straw to break the U.S. economy?
Yeah, I saw that report.
We actually gold if they transfer them to euros.
We actually mentioned that yesterday, but I wanted to get Bob's take on that. For those that don't know about it, Bob, tell them.
Well, the Italian border police at an entry point into Switzerland intercepted two Japanese men with false bottoms in their attaché cases, which contained $134 billion worth of bonds. I'm hearing all kinds of differing stories out of Europe as opposed to here. I don't know what the answer is yet. chances are that they may be counterfeits. I got a story right out of Italy today that said it was the Japanese Ukaza along with the Italian mafia who were involved in this. I don't know what to believe yet. All I know is so far it isn't very good for the United States government. On the other hand, if they're criminals, they may be counterfeits. If, you know, the government never tells us the truth, so we don't know what we're going to get in the end. But
yeah, this
I do
is the
know.
Issue I want to throw out. When we've got these Madoffs and all these other criminals running the architecture of the system, that's why there's no audit of the private Federal Reserve. Can we even imagine the types of money laundering and payoffs and insider trading and scams that we're going to find?
It'll be colossal. The hiding of offshore accounts that the Fed and the Treasury are both using to buy bonds in our domestic market here. The money laundering that's going on, the narcotics money, not only via the CIA and MI6, but other organizations. I mean, this goes, the consequences are enormous. That's why this legislation is so important.
Good point, caller. I really appreciate you calling and making that point. Anything else? Okay, we're going to let him go. Thank you so much, Chris. Joe in New York, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex and Bob, thanks for all you do. I just want to tell you about something I found out about yesterday. This guy I work with, I keep giving him DVDs, we keep talking, but he told me yesterday he's got two cousins. One of them lives here in Rochester, New York. The other one's out in California. The guy in Rochester, New York was out in California for 2 weeks training for this company. It's called CBSV. And he said they're looking for some people, you know, they want to hire, they recruit these people that work for him. So he goes, give him a call. So I called the guy. CBSV stands for Consent-Based Social Security Number Verification. He said it was supposed to go, they've been working on this since back January 2008. It's going to take effect next month. He said that the website's not up and running yet, but it will be in a month. And he said, you know, he's got my number. He took it off his cell phone. And he said that if you want some information right now, you can Google red flag rules or red flag compliance. And again, it's called CBSV, Consent-Based Social Security Number Verification. It's going to be all used in every bank and every hospital is going to have this. And just want to get your take. You know, I'm just trying to find out more about it.
Yeah, for those that don't know, I know I'm aware of it. I'm glad you brought it up. They're federalizing forcibly all health care. They are federalizing all the major corporations. The Federal Reserve is taking them over forcibly. They're using their regulatory power to grab healthy banks, insurance companies, credit unions, and feed it into the gaping mouth of this system. And yes, they're federalizing all the healthcare, everything, all the data, everything you do. Point of transaction will be run through the feds. And Homeland Security has said, if you're not in good favor with them, you're not going to be allowed to have a job. If you have bad credit, you're going to be on a no-fly list. They're now saying if you're on a no-fly list, you won't be able to own a firearm. And they're going to expand that to tens of millions, not just millions of Americans. And so this is the new control grid where they have these warrantless Kafka-esque or 1984 list. People always ask about red and blue lists, and those are real. But they also have this harassment list, this list of where you're persona non grata and can't travel, can't live, can't eat. And so then you're homeless. Then you're not allowed to be homeless. They take you to the camp. I told people that over a decade ago. Now in California and Hawaii, they don't let you be homeless. They take you to a camp. So, Bob Chapman, your take on that?
It's absolutely unbelievable, but it's happening. And you're going to see more and more and more of this. It's just the government takeover of the people and the loss of freedom that's involved. And all we can do is what we can do. But, Alex, you know, your program is bringing all this information out to the public, and at least people can be aware of it and know what's going on.
Well, for those that are just tuning in for the first time, this is classical tyranny with a high-tech interweaving or overlay, and they attack us all incrementally. They attack us individually, and we've been trained not to know our neighbors, not to get involved, not to help, to all be isolated. And it's because we're isolated, they're able to do this. We have to first stand up and say, I'm mad, I'm angry, you're criminals, we're going to expose you, we're saying no, and get on the offensive and call for their audit, their arrest, instead of just laying here while they do that. Thank you, Joe. Bill in Florida, you're on the air with Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com.
Yes, well, first, Alex, I wanted to tell you thank you for everything you're doing out here. I subscribe to your PrisonPlanetTV.com. I also picked up your Obama Deception and your Aaron Russo.
God bless you. We couldn't operate without people like you.
I also have a problem, of course, with waking up my family. It's like a joke. And the other thing I wanted to say, I speak out. I post videos all the time speaking out, and I promote your stuff as well. And I had a question on the food. Do you really think gold's going to be any good if they use food as a weapon against people?
Well, look, I've always said I believe gold's a good investment. It has intrinsic industrial value and barter value for 6,000 years. And also, we got to fund this operation, so I promote it. I mean, I only promote things I believe in. So it's a win-win-win. And I believe in gold and silver, and people that invested in it have made 3-4 times their investment when all other investments aren't doing well. I know big banks and brokerage firms and insurance companies are quietly moving into gold and silver. I know the elites hoard gold and silver. But no, I'm not saying just gold and silver. I'm saying have storable food, number one, water filters, Second Amendment. Then if you have discretionary other assets, put a portion of it in gold and silver. And not even as an investment, but as an insurance policy. I've always said invest in it because it can't be fully reduced overnight. People say, well, then they could come and forcibly confiscate it. They could come take you and take you to a gulag, too. That's the whole point, is we're doing whatever we can to be independent, to be in their system but out of their system, to be in Babylon but not of Babylon. Look, Bob Chapman, you want to explain this to him?
You only can do what you can do. You lay the groundwork. You get the food, the filter, the weapons. And extra money goes into gold and silver coins. If you want to speculate, you can buy the stocks as well. It all depends on how much money you've got. And that's the starting point. But there's some people that can't do anything because they don't have the money to do it. Well, you just do what you can do. But government can do anything it wants. The longer they wait, the better it is for us. And the reason why is we're informing more people. Hopefully we can get legislation passed on the Fed. Hopefully that'll be followed by legislation on the elimination of free trade and the implementation of tariffs on goods and services. We're gaining time here. They're gaining time, too, to do the things that they want to do. But we
yeah,
have
they want this, exactly, they want this financial straitjacket on us so they can then use finance to control us with just a backup of paramilitary force. That's why we've got to scream bloody murder now, and because they don't have their grid in place, do they, Bob?
No, they don't. And they're afraid, as we hark back to the meeting of the Bilderbergers in Greece recently, and they said, we're losing control. We got to fold this thing in soon. Because, or try again later. Because the people know too much. It hasn't worked out the way we wanted. Iraq was an absolute disaster for them. And they said that themselves. Brzezinski said that a couple of years ago, if not longer. And so we got a good shot at this. But you got to be prepared. So if you have the funds, get the fundamentals and get them in place. And people who have more money, who have questions that need answered, all they have to do is email me, and I'll answer their questions. It doesn't cost them anything.
In fact, speaking of that, theinternationalforecaster.com to get a free e-copy. And, Bob, do you have that toll-free number? Because I know Midas Resources is offering a free hard copy of the latest issue for anybody that wants to call.
That's correct. They are, and they always are. That number is 877-479-8178. That's toll free 877-479-8178.
All right, briefly, caller, did that answer your question?
Yes, it did, and I thank you.
God bless you. Bob Chapman, we'll see you next Friday, God willing. And
you better believe it.
All right, you're the best. Bob Chapman, take care,
thank
my friend.
Bye bye.
Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank that caller earlier who's a PrisonPlanet.tv member. That's how you watch us live here each day. I'm going to come back and play this Ron Paul clip on the other side. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C., fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
By the union, that big businessman, and it's going down like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw.
Coming up, I'm going to show you what they're putting in the Austin water supply. I have a FOIA request. The actual chemicals being dumped in there by the government. Hydrofluorosilic acid, H2SIF6, and other goodies. That is coming up. All right, this is a short clip, but Ron Paul is now going out on TV saying, this gives the bankers more power than Congress has over the country. And that's what the, quote, overhaul of the private banks is. The Federal Reserve is their private consortium or their holding company. So they're saying give the private banks that did all this more power to stop it from happening in the future, which they promised back in October, give us more power and we'll fix it. And I told you, they've already been given unlimited financial power. Now they want power over other corporations and companies to seize any company, take over anything they want. And it's the same thing across the board, shutting down farms and ranches, NAIS, premises ID. I mean, this is a corporate takeover of every level of society. Then there's some big Iran news I haven't gotten to. That's clearly a CIA operation. First few days, I said, we'll wait and see. The mullahs do have some corrupt problems. They may have stolen the election. Definitely CIA op now. They've been caught doing that. In fact, I meant to get to it yesterday, but now even more evidence has come out. Can you guys, during the break, I'll find the photos for you, where they would crop photos of people protesting for Ahmadinejad, and they would say it was people against him. And BBC got caught doing that. They've had to admit they've staged it. But that's not it. They're always on TV with signs in English, and people have been picking them out as CIA people from the U.S. Just like when they tore Saddam's statue down, and they showed close shots of five or six guys like it was a crowd. It turns out it was just a few dozen people, and it was all CIA ops. We're not saying the mullahs are good or Saddam's good. The issue is it's staged. Just know they're lying to you on the news and trying to overthrow Iran. Just, our government already did that in 53 to these poor people. No wonder they hate us so much. Stay out of their business. People are like, no, kill them. I like being an empire. The same empire is raping you, too. You're not part of the empire. You pay for it. You're the slave that pays for it. You're a slave working in a factory for the New World Order. Stop thinking like you're part of it. Huh, these yuppies just can't figure it out. These good old boys just can't figure it out. Let's play Ron Paul. Here he is.
Is your perspective that Tim Geithner needs to dramatically change his approach at this point? We've seen Paul Krugman and other economists say the worst thing that could happen right now is for the government to ease up on the stimulus and other things, that it could lead to another crash. What are your thoughts?
Well, it would be good to stimulate the economy, but you don't stimulate it by doing the same thing we've done for 20 years. And the policies that gave us our trouble, it can hardly be the solution. So spending more money and borrowing more money and inflating the currency, it will not solve the problem. They're making the assumption that it was lack of regulations that caused our trouble. And yet we had banking regulators and we had SEC regulators and FDIC regulators. We had a ton of regulations. And they failed. So they say, well, we just need more. It's sort of like what the outcome of Enron was. We passed Sarbanes-Oxley. Now they're trying to repeal Sarbanes-Oxley because it contributed to the problems of the early part of this decade. So I would say they're on the wrong course. And to me, it's very, very disturbing that they have no confidence in the free market and they have no interest whatsoever at looking at the root cause. And the root cause is easy credit, artificially low interest rates, inflating the currency, excessive spending, excessive debt, too much taxes, and they're going in the wrong direction. And believe me, there's reason for the polls to start to be shifting away from the administration because they're digging a bigger hole for us.
But Congressman Paul, the first thing you said in that line was easy credit. And are you not at all concerned with the role, for example, that some of the credit rating agencies played in that, which in part allowed people to, A, get more access to credit? I don't just mean individuals, but I mean large corporations. Are you not at all concerned that some of the regulations weren't well enforced?
Well, if what you're trying to say is the regulations could compensate for the easy credit. It wasn't the regulators who created the credit. It was the Federal Reserve that pumps up the money supply and artificially lowers the interest rates. And then the regulators are supposed to come in and adjust. You might say the housing bubble should have been stopped by the regulators. But Congress and the regulators actually forced some of these subpar loans. They had to give loans with no down payments. And that was involved with the regulators. So the regulators failed because the system of regulations can't possibly compensate for the errors that are made by the Federal Reserve in creating a monetary system that is just not stable at all.
Congressman Paul, I want to bring in my colleague Chuck Todd, who's the political director for NBC.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Finish up this quick Ron Paul clip. I get to the key point where he explains that it's the Federal Reserve that put out all this fiat currency and credit, and that they are going to get more power than Congress through this new, quote, overhaul of regulation, giving the banks unlimited power when they've engineered this crisis. That's supposedly their answer. Give the people that did this more power, thinking the public and Congress are stupid, not knowing the Federal Reserve is a private holding company for the big central banks. Here it is.
Regulation right now. You say you want to get rid of some of this stuff, but obviously there was some missing regulation. Maybe the SEC didn't have enough correct people there. So, you know, where do you regulate?
Well, what your statement says is it proves regulation didn't work or it was misdirected. The regulation should be on the Federal Reserve. We should have transparency of the Federal Reserve. They can create trillions of dollars to bail out their friends, and we don't even have any transparency of this. They're more powerful than the Congress. So, yeah, we do need regulation.
Pardon me? isn't the Treasury Secretary? I mean, one thing about this new plan from the administration is that they actually do want to try.
You can read our key stories. We've been screaming this for the last 3 days since they made this legislation public, and now we have the headline, Ron Paul slams Federal Reserve's new dictatorial powers. They can already steal all the money they want and have no one audit them unless we change the law. now they're going to be able to seize any company or corporation. I mean, this is Hitlerian is the only way to properly describe the full magnitude of this. So we're going to continue to cover that. I'm going to get under Paul Craig Roberts on to talk about this and his investigation of what's really happening in Iran and North Korea coming up this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday syndicated transmission. Now, coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to have two people in studio. But right now, we have Dr. Neil Carman, and he is a Ph.D. in biology and also in several other areas. And we really appreciate him coming on, biology and chemistry, because he works with some of the local anti-fluoride groups who are trying to expose what this catch-all term really means, like fluoridefreeaustin.com, and Ray Nadler Olnick, who's also going to be in studio with us coming up. But doctor, first off, tell us about yourself, how you got involved in this, and then you've got the documents from the city of Austin, where they get this fluoride, what it really is. There's thousands of government reports. I've had top EPA scientists themselves, the majority of them have signed letters saying, please take this out. It's deadly. They know it gives bone cancer, especially men. I mean, I consider in rant and rave that it calcifies in all the organs. But I mean, you're a Ph.D. In mainly plant biology, but you also study what's happening with mammals as well and can really speak to this. So it's great to have you here with us, Doc.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet.
Well, the concerns I have is I worked in laboratories for a long time, and it's well known that fluoride is a very toxic substance. It's been known since about 1900 that fluorine in various forms, whether it's an industrial chemical, such as they're adding to the Austin's water supply, or even some naturally occurring fluorides have a certain degree of toxicity to humans, animals, and plants. And so this has been known worldwide for a long time. There's actually a journal, Fluoride, that is devoted to the toxicology and the health problems worldwide that different cultures have with naturally occurring fluorides. But we also have industrial fluorides that are produced to use in the refining industry to make high-octane gasoline. And
the cracking of the oil?
Yes. And those facilities, when they use fluoride rather than they use hydrofluoric acid rather than sulfuric acid, it is the worst-case accidental release scenario from those types of facilities. It's used in the computer industry to etch silicon chips because it eats hydrofluoric acid, in this case, will actually eat glass. It eats concrete. It's a very corrosive acidic material. And so the reason I'm very concerned about the city of Austin and many other cities in the U.S. adding fluoride to the water is because they are adding an industrial hazardous waste byproduct of the phosphate fertilizer industry, and much of it comes from Florida, where they do strip mining for the phosphate rock, and fluorine is a very common element in the environment. It's more common than carbon, so there is a lot of fluorine out there. But in the process of mining and processing this phosphate rock to make phosphate fertilizer, they must remove the fluoride because it would be harmful. It would kill the crops if they left it in their phosphate fertilizers. So they remove it, and they have wet scrubbers in several of these fertilizer manufacturing plants in Florida, and then they produced a waste with this fluoride in it. And the product that the city buys from a chemical company in Florida that gets it from these phosphate fertilizer plants is hydrofluorosilicic acid.
Okay, we're going to go over what that is because I've had other scientists and doctors on, and it was that famous dentist who got Canada 20 years ago fluoridated, and then he went, oh my God, I thought this was calcium fluoride, which a little bit of it is good for you. No, this isn't even sodium fluoride. This is a catch-all for a whole bunch of toxic waste they just dump, and it goes back, of course, for those that don't know, the Manhattan Project, they first had to secretly, because they didn't want spies being able to tell what they were doing by what was being shipped out. So they started in Tennessee and other areas dumping the different fluoride byproducts from purifying the uranium into the rivers. And they found, hey, we can do this, and it doesn't kill all the fish right away if we don't make it obvious. So they said, what do we do with all this toxic waste of aluminum, fertilizer, uranium, plutonium purification? what will put it in the water. Just like depleted uranium, they had all this left over from the nuclear industry. So they said, we'll make it a weapon system, and we'll just say it's good for you and not a problem. And so now they're even putting it in construction materials. So what they're doing is dosing poison out, kind of like our ancestors 5,000 years ago would just dump toxic waste right in the river and let somebody handle it downstream. Now they put it directly into the water. But listen, I'm not a chemist. I'm not a degreed scientist, biologist like you are in chemistry and biology. But I know this. When it rains on my yard, the grass goes crazy and turns bright green. The plants are happy. When it's a drought and I've got to water plants myself, the grass turns yellow. They don't even like water hose city water. So I'm no scientist, but I know, and any gardener I know says, collect rainwater, whatever, don't water your plants with it. If I put a goldfish in tap water, it will die by the next day. So I've got to put chemicals in it or get a purified water to put my kids' goldfish in. So why am I drinking it?
Well, a fluoride is being added to the water out of this claim from the 1940s and the 1950s that's really based on bad science, that it would help children primarily prevent tooth decay as they're developing. But they knew there was a trade-off, and that is that about 10% of the children would develop a condition known as dental fluorosis, which is a staining, a brown discoloration of the teeth that is not very attractive.
And plus so, bone fractures?
Bone fractures, yes, because fluoride, actually the fluorine, will replace calcium in the bones. So you get the bones becoming more brittle, and it can aggravate people with osteoarthritis. And
this isn't debated, it's all admitted. So when I interrupted you, and I'll get back into that, Doc, you started getting into what the chemical is they're putting, what this catch-all term is, and then tell us about this particular document I want to give people a close-up of you got from the city of Austin.
Yes, we have a contract information and also a copy of the material safety data sheet, and there's one from Mosaic, which is the manufacturer of the chemical. And then also it's actually sold through a kind of a front company called Lucier Chemical Industries in Florida. But they admit to the city, and the city told us yesterday, that they get it from Mosaic. Mosaic is a merger of Cargill and IMC Global, which both operate large phosphate fertilizer manufacturing plants and do the strip mining of the phosphate rock in Florida.
And this is just distillate crap they'd have to pay to store in the desert. Instead, they give it to us.
Well, it's actually classified by the Environmental Protection Agency as a hazardous industrial waste that they can't put into the water or the rivers because it would be too toxic. They're not supposed to dump it on the land. They can't put it into the air because it's so harmful. And so they sell it to the cities to put in small amounts, they claim.
And by the way, other scientists I've had on have made the point, fluoride in its different permutations is one of the hardest things to get through, to filter, to stop, and that it, in the aggregate, builds up in your yard, in your body, in your house. This is hellish.
It's a bioaccumulative poison.
Oh, that's the word, yes.
Bioaccumulates. And so this is one of the things that the city and other municipalities around the country don't take into account, is that fluoride is bioaccumulative. But this is a toxic industrial waste that the public in the U.S. is not aware is being added to the water supply compared to the natural fluoride mineral salts that are in the water, but at lower concentrations.
And by the way, it says on here for the workers dumping this in the water, don't touch this, it'll burn you, it'll kill you, it's deadly, just make sure they drink it.
And it'll actually, these fluoride compounds actually will penetrate the skin. They're very toxic.
Well, I mean, just studying nerve gases that the military developed, most of them are fluoride-based. So I don't understand how they're putting it in our water.
Well, that was kind of, it's bad science, it's whatever you want to call it, but there's no epidemiological studies where you've had a fluoridated community on these specific industrial waste products where they've looked for possible health effects. But 3 years ago at the Harvard Medical School, four researchers published a paper in a journal on cancer in which they compared they found higher levels of bone cancer, osteosarcoma, a rare type of cancer, in boys 7 to 8 years of age in a fluoridated community compared to a non-fluoride drinking community. So they found that there was elevated rates of osteosarcoma, and you know, this study has some limitations because they looked at a small group of people. But
a whole bunch of studies around the world.
We know that the fluoride is extremely toxic, and there's definitely concerns that it is a human cancer causing.
Well, have you heard the new thing? They're now saying mercury's good for you because it's coming out that it's in half the corn syrup. That's Washington Post. It's coming out that it's in many products. So the new spin is that mercury's actually good for you. I'm not kidding. Guys, go to YouTube and Google news says mercury good for you. I'm going to play that off local news, Austin, because I don't want the doc to think I'm making this up. You're going to see Fred Cantu tell you that mercury is good for you here in just a moment. But please continue.
Well, anyway, so there's actually many studies. 3 years ago, the National Research Council had a panel of 13 scientists who are experts in toxicology, epidemiology, fluoride, and chemistry, and they did a three-year review of over 1,100 studies worldwide about the dangers of fluoride in drinking water. They didn't look specifically at fluoridation, the adding of fluoride to the drinking water. They looked at the whole issue of fluoride toxicology. And they basically determined that EPA's maximum contaminant level of 4 parts per million is not protective of human health, and that there should be, it should be set much lower. But EPA hasn't done anything, and so the city of Austin's position is that as long as their fluoride level that they add to the water is less than this 4 parts per million level, they think it's safe. But the
British, the Russian, the Chinese studies I've seen show that it's cumulative, so that's a fraud.
Right. And also they don't take into account that there's other fluorides. There's fluoride in the food, beverages that are made with fluoridated water. There's quite a bit of in tea. People brush their teeth with fluoride-containing toothpaste, mouthwashes. There's some pharmaceuticals that some people take that have fluoride in it. There's
Prozac.
There's fluorinated pesticides. So there could be some on the fruit.
Yeah, it's killing. And now they want to spray it. I saw that a few years ago, that a lot of the new pesticides are fluoride-based. It kills the bugs, and we sit there and eat it like fools.
Yeah, because actually what we know, so there's a lot of fluoride exposure from different sources. And so the city of Austin doesn't take into account this wide exposure.
Well, we know the lobbyists come in and pay them off. I mean, that's what's going on. I mean, they'll arrest you if you get caught dumping motor oil on the street, and you should be. But I'd much rather have motor oil going around than fluoride that's killing everything. I mean, fish can't live in tap water. Why are we drinking it? I mean, Doc, again, I'm no doctor, but why does a goldfish die in a matter of hours? Everybody should try this, and I don't think it's nice to be cruel to fish, but if it saves human lives, do it. You know, in the sixth grade, you cut up frogs. I think the schools, if it's so good, ought to fill up a fish tank with fluoridated water right out of the tap there in the science lab, put a fish in it and watch it be deader than a hammer the next day, right next to clean water, say, out of a river with a fish in it. I think that, something simple like that, will finally get the message across. And the animal rights activists will say, don't kill goldfish. And whereas I don't enjoy killing goldfish, I've got one at my house that's 7 years old named Fluffy we're very attached to. If it'll save human lives, how are we going to then not hurt goldfish because it's cruel, but make everybody drink this?
Well, what the National Research Council report came out with in 2006 is that the level of fluoride being added to the water is 250 times higher than what is in breast milk. And breast milk, we know mother's milk, it's got a trace level of natural fluoride.
Because you need a trace amount.
Need a small amount.
Don't humans even need a trace amount of cyanide, but you don't want a lot of it.
Right, but the whole thing is that there's a very, very low level, and so what they're adding to the water is much higher, to 250 times higher than what is considered really safe. And actually, some of the researchers said that with babies, there is really no safe level of what's in the water.
Well, that was my next point, Doc. When I go to Babies R Us, it's all give your kids fluoride pills, buy the fluoridated water for your baby. And all the studies I've seen say it's 3 to 4 times worse for kids' brains and bones than it is for adults. So they, is that what you're getting at, is it's really bad for kids?
Yes, yes. What we know, and this was first recognized in the 1950s by researchers who were studying enzymes, and all of our cells in our body run on partially on enzymes. They're part of the assembly lines that keep everything going. And fluoride poisons at least 62 enzyme systems in the human body.
Unbelievable.
And
so it's an endocrine disruptor.
Yes, and so some of the early opposition in the 1950s to fluoridation were the biochemists researching enzymes because they knew that fluoride was a powerful poison that interfered with enzymes in the body.
Oh, and as soon as that research came out, oh, put it in the water. The Rockefellers just so happened to be eugenicists. But I'm sure, Doc, there's nothing to do with that. We should just trust them and drink it.
Well, it is interesting that one of the fluoride compounds used in the manufacture of uranium is uranium hexafluoride. It's a catalyst. And so that was one of the ways that this kind of links back to the Manhattan Project. Uranium hexafluoride, it's got six fluorine atoms in it. It's been well known, but it's also very toxic. So in using this in the Manhattan Project, along with using other fluoride catalysts in the aluminum industry to smelt aluminum and to various kinds of aluminum products in the steel industry.
Got a break there. Just stay there, Doc. This is riveting stuff. Very important. Drink your uranium.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Sheena Mather.
mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Everybody knows the dice are loaded, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody knows the good guys lost.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost.
That aired 2 years ago. We have Dr. Neil Harmon. He's a biologist and also a chemist in here with us, and he's fighting locally to expose how deadly poison fluoride is and the other varieties. So I'm reading on here, Doc, and it's saying what's in the stuff they put in the Austin water, and you just got a tour after months of trying of the facility. I understand some of our folks were in there as well. H2SiF6, I guess, is the formula, hydrofluorosilic acid, but then that itself, I'm told, is a bunch of different things.
Right. It's only one of the compounds. There's actually three forms of fluorine in there. There's the hydrofluorosilic acid, which is the primary fluoride the city is seeking. There's also some elemental fluorine, and there's hydrofluoric acid, and then there's heavy metals, lead, cadmium, chromium, beryllium, barium, and then there could be other trace impurities. And one of the concerns I have, based upon what the EPA says about the phosphate rock in Florida, is it's known to contain radionuclides, including uranium and thorium. That's on the...
Well, that's where they mine it, is out of the...
phosphate rock.
Yeah.
There's a huge deposit of phosphate rock in Florida, and it has a lot of impurities in it. Fluorine is just one of the impurities, but there's also...
And they don't even purify this. That's what the other doctors have said, and the EPA people I've had on admit, that they call it fluoride, or we fluoridate, but really they just take the toxic waste of all these industries and just put it in our water.
Well, the city claimed to us that there is some kind of distillation or filtration, but they don't, you know, they haven't supplied any documents as to what that is. I know that the company they buy it from, it basically is just kind of like a warehouse to, you know, store the chemicals and sell them, Lucier Chemicals. But Mosaic, I don't know what they do, but it's possible that it's just basically directly sold. It's brought here in a large tanker truck. And
they declared national security. We wanted to get cameras in, and they wouldn't let us have cameras, saying national security. And I guess it is national security to give us this toxic chemical.
Well, their issue with that, Alex, is that you've got this drinking water supply for the whole city of Austin.
Somebody might put poison in it like them.
Right. So, you know, but what's interesting is that the fluoridation storage at the water treatment plant is in a kind of, it's in a totally contained building with warnings on it because of the corrosive nature of the hydrofluorosilic acid that they store there in two fiberglass tanks.
Skull and crossbones.
So it's a self-contained building that cost a great deal to construct and to operate this because of the hazardous nature of this chemical that they're adding to the water.
Amazing. Now, coming in, you got to see that clip, because I know it sounds crazy when I say that the news is saying mercury is good for your brain. That was a national report, a local version of it. It was put out by CBS News as a press release. I also have a clip, in time I'm not going to play it, saying lead is good for children on MSNBC. Doctor, does that sound normal to you?
No, because basically there's different pediatricians who have done research in the U.S. on lead, and people like Dr. Phil Landrigan, who was here in Austin 2 months ago, say there is no safe level of lead exposure.
What about mercury, though?
And mercury is also highly toxic, so...
I mean, that's vitamin M. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.